I like using leftovers in my cooking. I always have. It's fun to see what you have in the fridge and figure out something new you can do with it. On this week's edition of Food Friday, our guest takes it a step further and plans in advance. She cooks meals with a second recipe in mind right from the start, so we can get another completely different meal out of the parts of our cooking that take the most effort. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite kinds of leftovers? Do you like to eat them as is or make something new out of them? And do you ever cook meals thinking, this is meal A, but I'm coming in with a plan for meal B coming out of this stuff? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Cassie Joy Garcia is the creator and editor-in-chief of the food and wellness blog Fed and Fit. She's a cookbook author, most recently of Cook Once, Dinner Fix, quick and exciting ways to transform tonight's dinner into tomorrow's feast. Cassie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I love this cookbook. All the recipes come in pairs. So one common ingredient you make goes into both of them. What started you down this road of kind of thinking ahead this way?
Necessity. I'm the mother of two small children, soon to be three in just a couple of months. And I work full time. And we just have a very richly scheduled household, if you will. And for some reason, getting dinner on the table night after night, even though I love to cook and I have been a recipe developer for over a decade now, was leaving me feeling exhausted and burnout. And I needed a more efficient system.
How do you go looking for pairs of recipes? And we're going to check out some of these recipes in a bit. But where do you find, like, okay, if I do this work once, most of this cooking is going to transfer over to meal B?
You know, it really started with wanting to not only make life as easy as possible and roll that effort forward, like you said so well already, but wanting to keep some variety in what we were plating on the table night after night. Food boredom, especially through the pandemic, was something that we were really bumping up against, getting tired of the same dishes over and over again. And so wanting to mix in different varieties. And so what I found myself doing was, for example, cooking up a beautiful brisket for one night, serving it up with some pretty classic sides, maybe a slaw and maybe a polenta, for example, but then finding myself craving Mongolian beef, you know, a Chinese inspired dish, and using that brisket to help that come to life, but in a really quick way. And so it was more along the lines of what would be really exciting, what would be an exciting meal to have either the next day or the day after that.
I love this because I have done the thing like, okay, I'm going to make a lot of this food so we have lots of leftovers. And then day three, I'm pretty tired of those leftovers. All right, let's get into some concrete recipes. You've shared these with us. We've got them at WPR.org/Food Friday. Our first pairing centers around chicken, roasted chicken. So let's start with the first recipe in this pairing, roasted chicken and potatoes with fresh arugula salad. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yes. So this is the... I'm a big believer in, I think we're making recipes a little too complicated. And so this recipe is such a great showcase of that because it's a roasted chicken that is so simply done, very, very simply done, but you're going to get maximum flavor and results. I wanted to make sure that this was a book that you could drop into the lap of somebody who was really a beginner in the kitchen, and they could confidently follow these steps and produce a really reliable, high quality result. So you're going to get this beautiful roasted chicken. And while the oven's on, I say, let's pop in some potatoes and roast up some potatoes along with that chicken. And then toss together a really nice, light, and simple arugula salad to go with it. If you're family or if you don't like arugula, spinach would be a really great one for one swap. And that would be meal one. And we would make that chicken with in mind, I'm going to make twice as much chicken than I know what we need tonight for dinner. And then those planned for leftovers. So if that means one bird for your head, that would be one chicken in my house, but I know in many homes that would be two chickens or more. So the planned for leftovers already roasted, that gets put into the refrigerator for meal two.
And meal two, then we've got this chicken handy because we made extra and we don't need to put any more time into making the chicken. Now we've got the key ingredient for butter chicken bowls with white rice.
Yes. And oh my goodness, are you in for a treat? That dinner is so delicious. So it's this Indian inspired dish, my version of buttered chicken. And it is a really delicious, creamy, tomatoey sauce with some really lovely, bold spices, but that comes together really quickly. And so what I like to do is take that leftover chicken, planned for leftover chicken, right? Chop it up, sear it in some either ghee or butter or olive oil, whatever you've got within reach. And then we just create the sauce really quickly in the same skillet and then serve this yummy curry style sauce over a fluffy white rice. And only the cook in the home is going to know that this was tied so closely with that roasted chicken dinner that you had already with the potatoes and the arugula. Nobody else who might be enjoying this fabulous meal is going to be really any the wiser.
You can find both those recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. Cassie Joy Garcia is our Food Friday guest this week. We're talking about her book, Cook Once, Dinner Fix, Quick and Exciting Ways to Transform Tonight's Dinner into Tomorrow's Feast. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you cook meals with leftovers in mind, either with a plan to eat exactly that same meal again and again, or to know you're going to use the outcome of this dinner to make something completely different tomorrow? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Cassie, I do the grocery shopping for my household in addition to a lot of the cooking. This seems like a fun way. This would be fun to shop for, right? I know this is the centerpiece. This is the common trait of these two meals. And then I'm just like building both of them out of that. Is this kind of fun at the store?
I think it's fun. You know, if you're somebody who enjoys efficiencies, you're going to get a kick out of it.
Because, and I am.
Yes, exactly. You know, if it's the way that I structured the book is it's not broken up. It's not really your typical recipe book. It's not broken up by appetizers, sides, and desserts, and so on. The book is broken up into 5 chapters that feature the main component. And so there's a poultry chapter, pork, beef, seafood, and vegetarian. And my hope is that when you go through the grocery store, let's say if you find your favorite ground beef is on sale, then you would know, oh gosh, I'm going to go find a dinner series that calls for ground beef, because a ground beef dinner series is going to have you brown up, crumble 3 pounds of ground beef at once, and then split it between 2 wonderful meals. And so it makes it really fun to shop and really shop efficiently.
Another thing I love about how you're talking about your meals and how you write about them in the book is the flexibility. Like earlier you mentioned, use ghee or butter or olive oil. You know, they might taste a little different. It's all going to come out fine. You give suggestions like that. Also, like, hey, you want this gluten-free? In some cases, here's how. You want this veggie? Do this instead of this. And I think that's a great attitude toward cooking. Why is that important to you?
You know, I want my recipes to be as approachable and inclusive as possible. And none of them are really precious to me. I'm a pretty terrible recipe follower myself. Yeah. And I find myself saying, oh, that sounds good, but I'm going to try it with this. You know? And I think there's a lot of fun and creativity that can come out of the kitchen when you approach it with that kind of anything's possible attitude. And it can just be a really fun activity, I think, if you if you just want to be a little bit more creative. And also, if that makes you nervous and you'd prefer to follow the recipe to the letter, I've got you covered.
Let's bring out a caller now at 800-642-1234. John is with us in Freedom. John, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your recipe combo, John?
I will start with a tongue taco, so I'll try to follow a traditional Mexican recipe. Herbs, garlic, bay leaves, spices, simmer that for 3 hours. After rinsing my scotch and whiskey bottles, a little bouillon. I then strain off that broth, and I will make beef barley soup, pot roast. Any leftover wine that we don't want will go in the pot roast. You can save broth anytime you want.
Awesome. I love it, John. I like the crossover. So the broth from cooking the meat part of his meal ends up being a soup. I kind of go the other way. I'll make extra of, say, the chicken or whatever, knowing that, you know, over the weekend, I'm going to put that into a big soup. What do you think? What do you think, Cassie?
I think that's brilliant. My goodness. That sounds great.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, John, at 800-642-1234. We heard from Darlene on Facebook who said the whole reason for cooking is to have leftovers. I love it. How are you, Cassie, at sort of the scrounge, like I do a lot? You know, oh, I've got this in the fridge. I'm going to build a meal around that. You're thinking ahead, but I imagine you still do some improvising.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of improvising within bounds. You know, I found that if I really want to use up, I really love being able to use up all the vegetables. And I'm not going to say that I've got a perfect record or anywhere close to that. But some of our scrounge meals, if you will, is I will, if a recipe calls for half of an onion, or, you know, three carrots, or just not all the mushrooms that I have on hand. All of those extras of those vegetables go into what my veggie bowl in the refrigerator. It sits out right in the front. And then every week I do a red sauce for my girls. They love it with spaghetti. And I toss all those extra vegetables in there. And it becomes a really quick and easy way to scrounge for those leftover ingredients, the things that you've just got on hand. And it's a bit of a mystery, but you get to up the veggie content in that sauce.
That sounds awesome. We're talking to Cassie Joy Garcia on this week's edition of Food Friday. Talk about cooking meals with a plan for leftovers. She's the author of the book Cook Once, Dinner Fix. Quick and exciting ways to transform tonight's dinner into tomorrow's feast. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you like doing creative things with leftovers from last night's meal? Or do you cook tonight's meal knowing you're going to use all or part of it in something similar or maybe something completely different? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Coming up, a cauliflower combo. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with professional home cook Cassie Joy Garcia. Her new cookbook is Cook Once, Dinner Fix, Quick and Exciting Ways to Transform Tonight's Dinner into Tomorrow's Feast. Lots of pairs of recipes so you can use your labor twice. That roasted chicken goes into two completely different dishes, for example. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Cassie, before we go back to our callers, we got some chicken recipes earlier. You also shared some cauliflower recipes, starting with General Tso's cauliflower. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, this is right out of the vegetarian chapter, and I love this dinner series. So we start off with, essentially, we want you to grab 3 to 4 heads, depending on how large they are, of cauliflower. Go ahead and cut off the florets, and we're going to roast them very simply with some olive oil, salt, and pepper. And then once they come out and they're nicely cooked, we're going to toss it around in a sticky, somewhat sweet, a little spicy General Tso's style sauce. And it creates this really delicious dish. And I serve that over fluffy white rice for meal number one.
And then meal number two, we got all this cauliflower lying around. Cauliflower tinga tacos.
Oh, gosh, that is a really tasty dish. And I'm so excited for folks to try it. So cauliflower tinga tacos, it is a Mexican style flavor profile. And it's a tomato-y sauce that has some chipotle in there. There's some good heat, some lime juice, and we create this really delicious rub. Toss the cauliflower in that and re-crisp it. And so that really brings the cauliflower, even though it's already cooked and maybe you're on, it's day three, right, of the cauliflower being cooked, brings it back to life and gives it new life, if you will, with this brand new sauce. Toast up some corn tortillas over a flame on the stove and get those nice and bristled or blistered, and then serve the tinga filling in there with some avocado and lime juice. It's delicious.
Sounds fantastic. You can find that recipe at WPR, both those recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Susan is with us in Green Bay. Susan, hi.
Hi. I just enjoy listening to this show, and I just wanted to make one comment. I'm going to purchase this cookbook for my daughter. She's a 20-something, lives alone, not, you know, the most seasoned cook. But when you're cooking and for one person, there's often so many leftovers. And I think this is a great idea for a single person and what to do with the leftovers. Love the creative ideas, and I also love that there's a gluten-free and a vegetarian option as well. So I'm going to purchase this for my daughter for Christmas.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to her. Susan, thanks for calling. Cassie, do you have thoughts on tailoring your combo recipes for cooking for one?
I do. Yes, actually. And I have actually a consideration in the front of that book. That's a question I get a lot in a lot of my recipe development projects is how do we scale this either for one or many, many more people? And so I have a bit of a compass in there for folks, but I say, you know, these recipes are written intentionally so that the math is going to be really easy, whether you're cutting it in half or doubling or tripling. So hopefully she feels very well supported with it.
Thanks a lot for the call, Susan. We're talking to Cassie Joy Garcia. Her new book is Cook Once, Dinner Fix, quick and exciting ways to transform tonight's dinner into tomorrow's feast. Let's go back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Steve is with us now in Wausau. Hey, Steve.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm an avid believer of what we're talking about right now and do it all the time personally, but what I'm calling about is professionally. I've got 30 years of experience working with the nonprofit human sector, and for a while I drove a truck which would deliver food to a soup kitchen. And the cool thing was that there was one restaurant who gave us what we called what's in the refrigerator soup. And they would just put it together, and sometimes it had, you know, just all edible stuff, all good stuff, but it was their way of making a contribution to the soup kitchen. So this is my call out to restaurants and professionals to say, hey, how can you repurpose and encouraging, you know, upscaling and serving more people with leftovers. It's a great idea.
Oh, interesting, Steve. That is how I make soup at home, too. What's in the fridge soup. That's an interesting idea, Cassie. The pros at the restaurants can do something like this. In this case, they did for a soup kitchen.
I love it. That's brilliant.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Steve. It's soup season here in Wisconsin, Cassie, or it's starting to be. I love making soup. What are some of your favorite ways to take leftovers out of the fridge or previous meals and soupify them?
Oh, my goodness. There are unlimited possibilities. I actually just made 3 big soups yesterday.
Wow.
And chicken, of course, is usually one that we're grabbing pretty often. But shredded chicken, I will make anytime I'm making shredded chicken, let's say for a casserole or something like that, I will usually double the amount of protein that I'm making and then store that shredded chicken in the refrigerator if I know I'm going to use it right away or in the freezer. And then yesterday, for example, I pulled together this lemon turmeric ginger soup with chicken and sweet potato and then tossed them some kale. And it was just really lovely and wonderful, but it came together so quickly. It was the most work involved was chopping up the sweet potato.
If you're making 3 soups at once, I'm going to go on a limb, Cassie, and guess that you're freezing some of those.
It's the postpartum baby prep.
No, but that's great. So what, and you actually talk a little bit about what can you freeze? What can you assume is going to change or not in the freezer? What are your thoughts for that convenient meal prep on the sorts of things that we can make with freezing in mind?
Yes. You know, there's a lot I think that might actually be the beefiest part of that front part of the book is my freezer guide, because it is also definitely a frequently asked question. There's so much. If you've got the space available in your freezer, if you have a freezer and it's just not well organized, it might be really great motivation to get in there and tidy it up a bit, because there's so much that you can do to organize your freezer, to set yourself up for success, to do future you some favors. And so I walk you through freezing either fresh components, so fresh ingredients, fresh vegetables, shopping while things are in season, and also freezing cooked components and how you might move through that. And then when it comes to reheating, which is a frequently asked question, what's the best way to reheat this dish or this kind of dish? What I usually like to tell folks is I think that the best place to reheat something is where you would have cooked it the first time. So if it's a casserole, for example, then I like to reheat it in the oven where I would have baked that casserole to begin with. Or if it was a soup or a chili, that would go on the stovetop in a pot.
Before we wrap up, Cassie, I remember when my twins were infants and I got really good at making things that you could prep during nap time. And then you could leave them in the oven or whatever when the kids got back up and they'd cook in time for dinner. Do you have any advice for fitting in that meal prep during a short nap time?
Oh my goodness, do I. That's how I move through the day. So I say do the thing while you have the time to do it.
Yeah.
And even if it is as simple as pulling out your rice and leaving it in a measuring cup or in the pot on the stove without water, but the water measured next to it. So as you've got it out, because for me, I'm carrying around an 18-month-old on one hip with a big old baby belly. And it's just the possibility of doing more things with one hand or fewer in the hours to come. So do as much as you can, get as much out, your mise en place, if you will, during that nap time.
And Cassie, what's for dinners this weekend?
Oh gosh, dinner this weekend. We're gonna have carnitas. We're diving into the pork chapter. It's a most loved dinner series. We're gonna have those crispy, perfect carnitas cooked down a pork shoulder. And then meal two is the sticky honey garlic pork Asian style dish that my family just loves.
And when can I show up?
Anytime. You're welcome. Anytime.
Cassie, thanks a lot for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
That's Cassie Joy Garcia, creator and editor-in-chief of the food and wellness blog Fed and Fit. She's also a cookbook author. Most recently, the book we've been talking about, Cook Once, Dinner Fix, quick and exciting ways to transform tonight's dinner into tomorrow's feast. We have a couple pairs of recipes up at WPR.org/Food Friday, one based on chicken, one based on cauliflower. Make them this weekend. Make them both and let us know how it all turned out.